There were footsteps running along behind the doors. Every now and then another heavy body would launch itself against one, so it creaked and shuddered. Luna and Neville were bewitching the doors along the opposite wall. Then, as Harry reached the very top of the room, he heard Luna cry, "Gullo! Ah!" He turned in time to see her flying through the air. Five Death Eaters were surging into the room through the door she had not reached in time. Luna hit a desk, slid over its surface and onto the floor on the other side, where she lay sprawled, as still as Hermione.
"Get Potter!"
shrieked Bellatrix, and she ran at him. He dodged her and sprinted back up the room. He was safe as long as they thought they might hit the prophecy.
"Hey!"
said Ron, who had staggered to his feet and was now tottering drunkenly toward Harry, giggling.
"Hey, Harry, there are brains in here. Isn't that weird, Harry?"
"Ron, get out of the way! Get down!" But Ron had already pointed his wand at the tank.
"Honest, Harry, their brains, look. Hasilbin."
The scene seemed momentarily frozen. Harry, Ginny and Neville and each of the Death Eaters turned, in spite of themselves, to watch the top of the tank as a brain burst from the green liquid like a leaping fish. For a moment it seemed suspended in midair, then it soared toward Ron, spinning as it came, and what looked like ribbons of moving images flew from it, unraveling like rolls of film.
"Ha ha ha, Harry, look at it,"
said Ron, watching it disgorge its gaudy innards.
"Harry, come and touch it. Bet it's weird."
"Ron, no!" Harry did not know what would happen if Ron touched the tentacles of thought, now flying behind the brain, but he was sure it would not be anything good. He darted forward, but Ron had already caught the brain in his outstretched hands. The moment they made contact with his skin, the tentacles began wrapping themselves around Ron's arms like ropes.
"Harry, look what's happened. No, no, I don't like it. No, stop, stop."
But the thin ribbons were spinning around Ron's chest now. He tugged and tore at them as the brain was pulled tight against him like an octopus's body.
"Defindo!"
yelled Harry, trying to sever the feelers wrapping themselves tightly around Ron before his eyes, but they would not break. Ron fell over, still thrashing against his bonds.
"Harry, it'll suffocate him!"
screamed Ginny, immobilized by her broken ankle on the floor. Then a jet of red light flew from one of the Death Eater's wands and hit her squarely in the face. She keeled over sideways and lay there unconscious.
"Stupefy!"
shouted Neville, wheeling around and waving Hermione's wand at the oncoming Death Eaters.
"Stupefy! Stupefy!"
But nothing happened. One of the Death Eaters shot their own stunning spell at Neville. It missed him by inches. Harry and Neville were now the only two left fighting the five Death Eaters, two of whom sent streams of silver light like arrows past them that left craters in the wall behind them. Harry ran for it as Bellatrix Lestrange sprinted right at him. Holding the prophecy high above his head, he sprinted back up the room. All he could think of doing was to draw the Death Eaters away from the others. It seemed to have worked. They streaked after him, knocking chairs and tables flying, but not daring to bewitch him in case they hurt the prophecy. And he dashed through the only door still open, the one through which the Death Eaters themselves had come. Inwardly praying that Neville would stay with Ron, find some way of releasing him, he ran a few feet into the new room and felt the floor vanish. He was falling down steep stone step after steep stone step, bouncing on every tier until at last, with a crash that knocked all the breath out of his body, he landed flat on his back in the sunken pit where the stone archway stood on its dais. The whole room was ringing with the Death Eaters' laughter. He looked up and saw the five who had been in the brain room descending toward him, while as many more emerged through other doorways and began leaping from bench to bench toward him. Harry got to his feet, though his legs were trembling so badly they barely supported him. The prophecy was still miraculously unbroken in his left hand, his wand clutched tightly in his right. He backed away, looking around, trying to keep all the Death Eaters within his sights. The back of his legs hit something solid. He had reached the dais where the archway stood. He climbed backward onto it.